Discord if you want to.
Oh, me?
Boys and yeah. girls.
We'll
gather round.
What's tech, anyways?
Tell you the tale. Another fireside adventure from the Black Tower Podcast. And we're going to talk about some fun things. And
why are we doing this again?
We're going to have some fun,
just
too.
Because he's out of jail doesn't mean you should use the voice.
It was not Bill. That wasn't Bill Cosby.
It sounded a lot like Bill Cosby.
That was the closest accent that it was.
Black Tower Podcast. Another day, another dollar. Another week, another dose of madness.
Sorry for the quick interruption, but just wanted to take a second to make sure you knew about blacktowerpod.com. It is our very own website with very handy links for you to access all of your favorite Black Tower podcast stuff. Whoa, a break-in during a break-in for a plug? Yes, Patreon. It's a fantastic place for you to support your favorite content creators. For as little as a dollar a month, you can throw some support our way and help us continue what we're doing here at the Black Tower Podcast. That dollar a month will get you into our live recordings. We will also shout you out during an episode, and you get access to record a spoiler warning for our episodes that we will use. There are some other perks, like our Sword and Dragon Challenge coins that you can only get by being a Patreon member. And there are perks as far as getting some different random merchandise from us and things like that. Go on over to our Patreon and check it out. And we thank you again. Now, what was the other plug I was doing? Do you want to post in the forums on the website? There's a button for that. Do you want to join our Discord and talk to us there? There's a button for that where you can just click and join the Discord right there. One click and done. Do you want to check out our merch? There are buttons for those. If you want to see what we've been doing recently, there's a section called Dragonsworn On Demand, a calendar for the Black Tower. We thank you so much for checking it out. And now let's get into the episode.
Another taste of the taint, as it were. And we're happy to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for lining up like good little soldiers and dedicated in Ashamans. And we appreciate your presence and your patronage. And we hope that the next 90 minutes or so are enjoyable to your ears as well as your soul.
What he done did say it.
That was beautiful.
Indeed.
As you know, we are the boys of the Black Tower. I am your sort of Unmahail, and I will be your Josh tonight.
And I am your Bajan Mahail, and I am your Andrew every night.
Oh, hey, y'all.
And shut up. I am your Amin Khan Mahail, and I am your whatever you want me to be. Whatever you want me to be.
For you, like
the
baby.
Most passive one up after each other that I think I've heard. Sorry to cut in again, but we got to take a second and thank our channel sponsor, the Crystal Barista. Make sure you head over to crystalbarista.com and check out all of the amazing rocks and minerals and the tools for rock hounding if you want to do it on your own that you can find there. If you want to do subscription boxes, Crystal Barista also offers monthly subscription boxes that are delivered directly to your door and hand-packed by Crystal Barista with the assistance of our own Sorvan Mahail, Josh. Also, make sure you check out Crystal Barista's Facebook page at facebook.com/rockpick. That's pick as in pickaxe with a K at the end for all of the amazing deals that the Crystal Barista does do from time to time. It's also the same place where if you're in the local area, you can see posts and updates about coming events. Make sure you head over to crystalbarista.com and then check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/rockpick. And when you're done getting everything you could possibly desire from crystalbarista.com, make sure that you let the Crystal Barista know the Black Tower Podcast sent you. Now, back into the episode. Josh, you might be cutting in and out. We're getting reports live from the field.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my real dad.
I can microwave my microphone signals if I want to.
I can microphone my microwave signals if I want to. I can leave the old friends behind.
Microwave go brrr. Hey, no. My internet is right there. Microwave is over there. Fuck off.
And as everybody knows, this is just part of that good fun from the Black Tower Podcast, because it's not a Black Tower podcast without some technical difficulties.
It would help if you stepped out of the Faraday cage. You see, the jokes is sadly on our patrons, because they think that, like, by being a patron, they're getting a benefit, but really they're just live making sure
they're feeding us material.
Absolutely horrible. And feeding us material. A very nice symbiotic relationship here.
It is quite nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another one of Morshadi's fantastic spoiler warnings. We have some new ones that I still got to get downloaded and listened to. I really should have done that for this. So, Morshadi, I have toe. But here's your spoiler warning for this episode.
Welcome to the Black Tower, a Wheel of Time podcast. All right, let's check here. Okay. This podcast episode will be spoiling books 1 through... I mean, let's be honest here. Whatever Josh lets slip. So how about you pull that spoiler condom all the way on? Anyway, quit your whining. The last book came out in 2012. He was actually a ghost, and Rosebud was the name of his sled, for creator's sake.
Oh, Morshadi. You, sir, are a treasure.
You took the word right out of my head.
Walk in the light.
So, with the spoilers out there and everybody adequately protected, let's go ahead and introduce our guest of the evening, someone that I'm sure you all either hate to love or love to hate. This is, of course, the fantastic Chowd Bayar. Say hello to all of the dark friends out there.
What's with the air quotes? I mean, everybody out there is dark friends. We all know that. Nobody walks in the light. Especially not in this age.
I mean, like,
even you, Chowd Bayar.
Yeah. Takes one to know one, buddy.
You bloody witch puppet. You think you know what you're talking about. You have no idea. You have no idea what it means to walk in the light.
You said
I'm losing my mic.
So, we got Chowd Bayar. You know what? The White Cloaks, you guys have had like a cursed sort of existence around the Black Tower. Mm-hmm. Bornhald was here a couple weeks ago and is now and he helped record the now infamous lost episode of the Black Tower podcast.
Okay.
That sounds like something a dark friend would say. And let's be honest, if there's a dark friend on our Discord, it's definitely Morshadi. Yeah.
I mean, some of the best friends I've ever had I made in the dark.
Hey, oh, no. Your hands don't count.
One of the best friends I ever made I found in the dark.
They always count. Your hands always count.
Hey, oh. Clever. I like it.
The dad jokes from the Black Tower podcast. Right.
Dad jokes at the Black Tower podcast. Oh, what daddy has had enough of your shit? So, you know what? Chowd Bayar's here. You know, it's a special occasion.
Tell those who don't know your Twitter handle and kind of what you, the sermons that you provide us with.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So, at Chowd Bayar, kind of easy, Childbyar. I have been tweeting under that handle. Oh my God. Since just after they announced that they were making a show, just after they announced Rafe Judkins was the showrunner. So pretty much right at the beginning of Twitter time was when I started this whole fiasco. And
so as long or longer than we've been a podcast.
Yeah,
just about. Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, I remember when Black Tower you guys started, and a bunch of different people have been on there, and now you guys have been sticking through it, and it's been awesome. So
chugging along.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That was OOC for a moment.
Oh yeah, this is all
OOC.
Yeah. Not being bi right now. No, but I've read the series like 3 or 4 times, listened really, when I was having to report to the office at work before COVID.
Mm, yes.
So but yeah, just I mean, my whole point was actually trying to get an audition to play a parent on the show.
I think I remember you sending a tweet out about that when they had announced the casting for Perrin. I think I remember watching that. Yep. And I was like,
in fact, if you get on my other YouTube channel, you can see my my reel, but I've kind of given that up.
There are other parts, come on.
Well, yeah, I know, and I can,
I heard they haven't cast any white cloaks yet.
I've been pushing for Child Buyer, but this is in character. But they hired Ryan Gosling, so
Rafe is a long time listener of the show, so you know, really? maybe we can. Hey, yeah, he calls us on the weekends. We text.
Really?
At the mention of Ryan, I now have a fan cast for Dashiva. Ryan fucking Reynolds.
There you go.
Ryan Reynolds?
Wow. Yes, all right. As Dashiva. That should be fucking hilarious.
That would be funny.
And I would want him to play him as Deadpool. I don't want Dashiva from the books. I just want Deadpool.
It's just him running around with a Deadpool mask saying his name is Dashiva. And when he finally takes the mask off, it's the reveal. Oh.
It was me, Ryan Reynolds, the whole time.
Wait, the whole time!
That's not a character. What the fuck, man?
You think you look Ryan like Reynolds gets by a superior acting method?
Sorry, continue.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. No, ever since then, the rest is just, it's faded into legend, really.
Hey.
But no,
I like what you did there.
But no, I was tweeting out a character for a while, and then there was, what's his name? Malkier's King at Malkier's King. I don't know. He's also an actor, and I had been tweeting back and forth with him for a long time, and I decided, you know what, I'm gonna create a character account. But I was like, which one? It's gotta be the right character. Yes. So it's like, what should it be? And then one day, I don't know why, but this situation popped in my head. But what if Child Buyer happened to be driving through a drive-through, modern day drive-through at like Burger King or something, and you know, you order some food and somebody, it's like, that's going to be $5.25. Oh, here's $6. Oh, here's your change back. That's short, you dark friend. You know, I just thought that'd be absolutely hilarious. It was just picturing him trying to fit into, you know, modern day society and how horrible life would be.
You're not wearing a mask, also, you dark friend.
You got my order wrong. I ordered curly fries. These are crinkle fries.
Exactly. So, yes, that was my basis for it. And then, you know, it kind of just,
oh my God,
got out of control from there.
Oh my God, are white cloaks, or are modern day Karens just white cloaks?
Yes. That's why they should call male Karens Jarrett's.
There we go.
The only thing I don't like about it is white cloaks get some kind of redemption arc. I don't think Karens get a redemption arc.
Get the start of a redemption arc. No, don't get me started on redemption arc, sir. Do not. Come on. Do you really think that I was stabbed in the back by Dane Bornhold? Never. That would never happen. It's all because of that Brandon Sanderson making up all that BS. I don't believe it.
Does that mean you're going to write the last three books as they were actually intended? The White Cloak cut?
That means that I should write it. The White Cloak. Oh, cut. I love like it. That. That's
I want to see that.
Yes.
In fact, I would read that fanfic.
I would read the shit out of that fanfic, the White Cloak cut.
That would be pretty good.
Dane Bornhold's the one that gets stabbed. Fuck that guy.
No.
He fell from grace.
No,
he fell from the light.
What? No, you witch puppet. No, listen. What happened? What actually happened is Dane Bornhold he struck down Perrin by Ibarra, and he saved my life, and we rode off into the sunset together.
There we go. All right.
You need to learn it.
Behind that. I can get behind that.
Learn it, live it, love it.
Wait. Hold on. Did you take Mahalanir from him, or was this pre Mahalanir?
I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what you're talking about.
His hammer. I just
beat him over the head with a hammer.
His hammer.
I just beat him over the head. I don't know.
All right,
he died.
All right, fair enough.
That's all that matters. He's dead.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you take like a trophy from Perrin, though, like you did from Hopper?
His head.
That's.
Oh.
Ah, all right.
It's fair hanging enough. Above my mantle, right, right underneath, right above where Hopper's rug is.
That's a pretty intense point buck right there. Perrin's head.
Every single night, I lay nude underneath Perrin's head top of Hopper. Why are you laughing?
Just the imagery. It's fantastic.
It's beautiful. It's a wonderful, cozy evening. Next to the fire.
I believe you. Is Dane Bornhold there with you?
It is dreams.
There we go. That's the smile.
Does it give you a Bornhold?
I don't want to say yes, but yes. Oh, that was just dirty. You dirty witch puppet.
Kind of like it, though. If you guys weren't putting it together by now, this is the show. Yes, welcome indeed. To the Black Tower podcast. No, we do want to talk about, if I'm not mistaken, we did want to talk about some of the same things we kind of talked about last time. Only this time actually record them.
Speak for yourselves.
Stupid face.
I wasn't here. Or I wasn't there. I may not be here. Who knows?
Shut your fucking face.
This is just cleverly edited, Andrew put together.
Right?
I actually haven't been here for the last 8 months. I don't know who you saw at JordanCon, but it wasn't me.
He's hiring doubles.
Oh, God, I gave that guy a hug.
I have doppelgangers.
That's funny. But yes, what are we actually intending to talk about today, Josh?
So the interactions with the White Cloaks in the books are actually some of the funnest interactions, in my opinion.
Some of the funnest, Jesus Christ.
Some of the funnest. You know what?
Most fun.
I have to...
What is going on today? I am agreeing with Daniel more than Josh.
I have to dumb it down so that the White Cloak can understand what I'm saying.
What? Wow! All right.
Fucking shit.
Dude, the White Cloaks are the best readers in all of Randland. Get the fuck out of here.
Have you ever read the writings of Lothair Mantellar?
The book.
Have you read the writings of Lothair Mantellar?
That one.
Huh? Have you?
That no. book.
I have. I have it memorized in here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like you memorized a very strange version of it, because he doesn't say most of the things you do.
You're cutting out. I don't know what you're saying.
So, the fun part about the interactions with the White Cloaks, you know, in the stories, there's some fun there, but it really, where it really gets fun with me is where it translates into online interactions, because
yes.
White Cloak character accounts make some of the best trolling accounts. And yes. If you've been trolled or offended by a White Cloak character,
you mean account, honesty truth accounts?
Yes.
Sorry, totally. No, sorry.
Troll accounts. What
just
are you talking
just
about?
Remember that, you know, it's a character account, you know.
So yes.
Yes. Please
take a deep breath. That. And remember that Child Bornhold is a jerk, not the guy behind the
yes.
character account.
Exactly.
Child
that's actually a question that I did want to ask.
Jerk.
Douche.
That is actually
the
a question that I wanted
we
to
have
ask. Like
today is not.
Is also
you've been
a
doing
big
this.
Yeah.
You've been doing
right,
this.
That was what I was looking for.
You've had this character account for, you know, right around 3 years at this point. And we all know how much of an expert the internet is at deciphering satire and things meant for comedy and things that are done in good fun.
Oh, yeah.
From things that are earnestly
so
just being nasty. I'm not going to ask if that's been bad for you or you had some bad experience. I'm going to say how bad have they been and how have you dealt with that?
Oh, man, be honest.
How do you deal with the dark friends in the DMs?
There you go.
I'm gonna be honest. I try to stay off my DMs, and if anybody does contact me on there, it's I've never gotten anything like you've offended me, and I've only made one poor judgment in a reply that I made. It was to something that at Malkier's King had retweeted, and it was a bad choice on my behalf. But one thing that I will say that I have pulled from being a part of Twitter of Time and being part of Twitter really is just when you read something and you're offended by it, not really staying offended, but asking why does that offend me? And if it's a valid point, then great. But if not, then maybe it's something that you need to look into yourself about and, you know, kind of work on your own about, which a lot of people, in fact, one guy recently talking about cosplaying and how that's weird and how you lose respect for yourself when you, to me, that's just stupid. I mean, cosplayers are extremely talented, awesome individuals and deserve to be celebrated.
Right.
I gain respect talk about for how myself they lose if respect. I cosplay.
Yeah. So,
right.
So I mean,
I can pull off this Princess Leia costume.
Damn straight, Andrew. Damn straight.
You can pull it off too,
so
buddy.
When do we see that? Is he going to drop off and get changed, or what's going on?
Yeah, no. That's...
no, stay that's tuned actually, for season three.
You know how you go ahead and sprawl naked in front of your fire underneath Perrin's head and on Hopper. He sprawls out in a Princess Leia costume underneath the head of Jabba the Hutt over a carpet of whatever that dog creature was in Return of the Jedi.
We here at the Black Tower would like to say, we're sorry.
Yes.
So sorry.
Oh, yes. And you know they don't wear underwear in space. Yeah, no, I actually really agree with that statement. I think that there's a lot of please let me finish this, because I promise it will sound not great right at the beginning.
That's what she said.
And it will be better later.
Everybody heard that, right? Everybody heard that? Say it again for the people that weren't listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is going to sound not great at the beginning and going to sound better later. So let me get through the whole statement. I think there is a lot of political correctness for political correctness's sake on Twitter, where people will get offended for things that doesn't actually affect them. So again, if you see something on Twitter that's like, oh, this particular minority is blah, 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 blah. Check it. Check yourself. Check why it is that you are offended by it. And whether you, again, this is where it's going to sort of sound weird and bad. I'm going to use the word deserve. Whether you deserve to feel offended by it. For example, there was not too awful long ago where some movie came out, and I think it was and I don't remember what it was called, but it was a movie that was biblical about Moses and Ramesses.
Gods of Egypt?
And perhaps. And no. Ramesses was played by Rami Malek.
Yeah.
And someone on Twitter went on this tirade about how some white dude
Exodus
was playing, was it Exodus?
Yeah, Snakes and Foxes Ramesses, called it out, yeah.
Pharaoh Ramesses III, I think, in a movie. And people were like, dude, Rami Malek was literally born in Egypt. He is Egyptian. What the fuck is wrong with you? And so again, like, I'm not saying every instance is like that. That is like one
didn't
of
they
the
do that
worst
with Night at the Museum
instances.
Too. Didn't you play the Pharaoh in Night
correct.
At the Museum?
That's also true.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they call it like, oh, you're whitewashing this. This is terrible. And it's like, he right? is literally Egyptian.
Right? And again, also, he's really good. So like, fucking give him a part, even if he's not actually fucking 100% glorious. Egyptian, but it doesn't matter because he is. But anyway, so like, again, that's the moments where like, those are the most glaring examples of, please look at the whole situation and see whether your offense taken is valid. Because if you're a white person sitting there going, hey, don't whitewash my movies. Especially if you're wrong about it being whitewashed, check yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Fresh Prince, he put it a good way, and this is how I describe the addiction. Not the addiction, the difference. There's a difference in being offended for somebody and offended on behalf of somebody.
Yes.
There's a very different connotation there. So if you're looking at these things, anything that the character account of Child Buyer puts out or any of the other character accounts like Land Fears Chosen, all of that, and you find it offensive, like, look at it. Is it really offensive given what we know about the character accounts and kind of what they do? And, you know, they're trying to portray the characters from the books. You know, it's no actual offense meant. It's all in good fun. It's all in good taste. And all the people that run them are super nice people, super very approachable people that if like there actually is a problem, then you can probably like, hey, this might be problematic. So let's talk
and
about
if you
it.
Don't, the, but and the if truth you is, don't I hate believe everybody. That.
Yeah. Right?
And also, first and foremost, number one, if you don't believe that all the people behind the character accounts are actually good people, then you're a dark friend. And second, if you actually don't believe that they're good people, come to JordanCon 2022. Do it. Most of them are there.
It's true.
I'm not saying every single character account will be there, but quite a number of them will be there. And you'll actually be able to have a conversation with the Grain. And you'll actually be able to have a conversation with Empress Sportswona. And you'll actually be able to have a conversation with, you know, a number of these people who are behind the Twitter accounts. And they're lovely. I mean, most of them are still dark friends, but they're still lovely.
Well, yes, true. But who actually wants to talk to Tigrain in person? I mean, like, come on. I mean, all she ever does is yeet babies all over the place. And
just yeet. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm a firing my baby heater. Blah.
She's got one of those sweatshirt guns that the people at baseball games have, except she shoots babies out of them all the time, you know? You just see babies go... You see people, fans in the stands go, oh, yeah, give me a baby.
Hey, let me just say, if you shoot enough babies out of a t-shirt gun, one of them is bound to be the Dragon Reborn.
There's got to be an achievement
she's
unlocked
not
for that.
Not special.
Your likelihood of shooting out one of them being the Dragon Reborn goes up way higher if you just fire a lot of babies out of
a t-shirt. I
just
would
get
also
random
like...
passerby, just like, you know, all right, you get a baby,
Grain is the Oprah of babies.
I would also like to... Nice. Oh, shit. That's... Ooh.
You would like tonight. Woo!
All right, we're kicking it off. You know, I would like to say that you do have one other claim to fame that I feel like needs to be pointed out.
Okay.
You were one of the first people to participate in the Taste the Taint Challenge.
Hey, that's also true.
God. Wait.
It was 2 years ago now, in October, we put out the first Taste the Taint Challenge.
Where I ate a pepper, and, right?
You did. Yeah.
You ate a pepper. It was beautiful.
Well,
it was beautiful.
It was.
A little more personal background on myself. Back in high school, I won a senior superlative for craziest senior. Go figure.
Ah, yes. And
we had this this thing.
Most
this,
likely to eat a pepper because of challenge on the internet.
Someone on the internet told you to.
No. Hey, let me I'm just getting started here. So we had this charity that we did every year called Helping Hands and Hearts, which they collected money.
It's a great charity.
Buy. Yeah. So they collected money to buy Christmas gifts for people that couldn't afford to buy Christmas gifts for themselves. So I volunteered to be a main person for like a face of the charity for my school.
Nice.
they really didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
Okay, I take away my nice until the end of this story. Continue.
But, so I did a thing called Dares for Dollars, which was pretty much dare me to do whatever. I don't care what it is. And it'll be for a certain amount of money. If I do the dare,
then you have to... replace my nice.
No, it was pretty funny because I walked into this, so there's this one teacher that we had. There was a history teacher. He was a, rhymes with Bic and starts with a D. But he was like he was the detention guy. Yeah.
Yep, there we go.
He was the guy that watched over all detention.
Fire truck.
Yeah. So I was dared to ask him out on a date.
Nice. And
I did it while he was giving, I did it while he was administering a test to a classroom full of seniors, and it was great. It was really great. I walked in and I asked, I was like, I really want to know what you like to go on a date with.
Okay. Based on this, I'm thinking you've already got some of the taint in you, sir.
A lot of it.
Would you like to have more?
I don't know.
But you like
Can you come to the tower so that you can be tested? Because I feel like you might actually.
I don't dabble in the one power, you witch puppet.
No. It's okay. Just knowing that you have the capability would just go ahead and just elevate you to a whole nother state. You don't have to use it. Isn't that what, you know, the creator's children are all about? Having temptation but not giving in to it? If you found out that you could channel but you never do, isn't that like the most elevated version of like a...
I don't like the fact that you guys are laughing. I don't like it.
I shall drink from this dirty goblet.
What's going to happen here?
Holy grail.
Is that you need to come down to Amadicia in Amador.
Okay.
To the Dome of Truth. And okay. I will put you on trial for Dark Friend. And I will have you hung.
It's okay.
This is like a foreign exchange student program. Like
this is like the worst foreign exchange student program to exist.
Done.
Come down to the Black Tower. You might go mad.
I will
pop
down to Amadicia. You can put me on trial right before the hanging. I will gateway the fuck out, and then who's gonna look like they have egg on their face?
You're disgusting. You dabble in the absolutely nasty. How could you? I mean,
look at me.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You are all disgusting people.
I feel like that would be spun to like prove the narrative that Ashaman are dark friends.
Well, of course it would. Proven dude, facts, it's already being spun. Little you don't even need to puppets. Do that to have it be spun. You know it would just cement.
There's nothing being spun here except for cotton candy. You're a bunch of dark friends and witch puppets, and it's a fact. It's a proven fact. Science.
It's true.
All I latched on to was the fact that the Dome of Truth has fucking cotton candy now. Holy shit.
Yeah. There we go. Best. Dude, are you kidding me? Best. What do you think they sell during executions?
I will tell you, their cotton candy is simply the best. It's better than all the rest.
You're the peanut best around. No one's ever going to bring you down.
Watch the dark friend hang.
And you should really try their deep fried Oreos. Delicious. There's no taint in those babies.
So you know what? I'm sorry.
I hate to break it to you, Child Byar, but deep fried Oreos are actually all taint. That's just what they are.
All filler. All killer.
These are organic. These are organic deep fried Oreos. They're made from the light.
All right, never mind. I take it back. They're all light. No taint involved.
I know.
Given to us by the creator.
Right.
They're handed to me by Lothair Mentalar. It's a fact. It was proven by science.
Proven.
Now the real question is the real science. Question becomes: is Lothair a hero of the horn?
Yes.
I want next him to question. Come back. I want him to come back and just rewrite his whole book, or just go to the Dome of Truth in Amadicia and be like, hey, y'all, I can see that you've read my book, but clearly most of you got the wrong teachings. Galad,
hey, nice y'all. Job.
everybody off, else, what the fuck are you doing?
First off, Lothar Mantlar is not a Sean Chen. He doesn't say, hey, y'all. He's not some Texan.
Sorry.
You know?
Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, you should be. Second off,
you should be apologized. Like, hello, all you white cloaks. I'm so glad that you're reading my book. Also, what the fuck are you reading? Because that's not my book.
It is his book. What are you smoking over there in the Black Tower? You
mostly to
even rivers the back, finest.
Right? Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
What is the weather?
Wouldn't you like to know, light boy?
I want light. The light. Say it again. I'll claim that title. I am light boy.
Light boy. Light boy G-man. And creator man.
Can I just say,
fighter of the dark friend.
Just pause here for ever so slightly a moment. Can we just get more character accounts on here? Because like this is honestly like a month ago when we had Dave, now when we have Child Buyer, they are so much fun. You guys are the people behind these character accounts are so much fun. I love kind of getting original... a chance to see both the like out of characterness during a podcast and then also the in characterness. It's fantastic. I love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, back in.
Okay, dog friend.
No, but just that. They pull me right back in.
So I gotta ask you, Child Buyer, what was the toughest dark friend you ever had to crack?
Dark friend.
Was it
like which one was screaming, no, please, under the light, please no, I'm not a dark friend, you're just an idiot. And you were like, all I'm gonna them? Get you anyway, sucker.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Next question.
No, pick the one person that screamed they weren't a dark friend and swore under the light. And which one was the worst? Do you have any idea how little that narrows it down?
No.
So we've actually got a question here in the chat, though.
Oh, shit.
And we're asking about, wouldn't the Horn of Valyr be considered a mechanism of the shadow? Your thoughts?
No, not at all, because kind of we've already confirmed on here that Lothar Mantlar is tied to the wheel. If he's tied to the wheel, the Horn of Valyr is going to call him. Horn of Valyr blows in the
light. Personally, yes.
So, yes. So what I'm hearing is if Buyer blows the Horn of Valyr, it only summons one
blow?
Hero.
Let Buyer blow? Hashtag let Buyer
Hashtag
blow.
Let Buyer let blow.
Buyer blow. Yes. Yes. So yes, the Horn of Valyr blows in the light. That's all there is to it.
Let's be honest.
Prefer my blows in the dark.
Majority of things blow in the light.
Heyo.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I said, let's be honest, most things blow in the light.
Well, hey, depending on if they're insecure. What?
Oh, I love it.
Moving on.
Next question. Next question.
Dirty witch puppets. You're tricking me into things. I don't like this. I shouldn't have done this.
Well, we love it. So I actually have
Is he who walks in the light towing with the shadow? Oh,
Never. Never. My toes.
No, he's trying to evangelize to us. You have to go to where the darkness is to bring the light.
That's true.
Except I've never been to the darkness. I mean, I've been in dark places. We won't talk about that, but I've never been inside the darkness.
I've brought the light to the dark.
I have never penetrated the darkness with myself.
All right. Yes.
Oh, I wonder if Hopper would say the same. Wonder if he would validate your claims.
I never penetrated Harper. Hopper. I never penetrated Hopper. But I do lay on him nightly nude.
Yes,
indeed. In the light.
In the light. Clad only in the light.
What else do you need?
So as a side note,
that real sounds quick, like a fucking line right there, honestly. Clad only in the light, what else could you need?
Yeah, it's so great. What the fuck is that?
As a side note real quick, you guys know that sponsor we have on the show, the Christmas stuff?
She definitely wants
you guys keep telling people. You guys keep telling people to order shit from her so that I have shit to do. Congratulations. This is my job tonight. Okay? So, we have petrified wood.
Nice.
Okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
No, you have petrified wood.
That's typically what I was going to say. That's typically what Amber has when he's lying clad in the light on Hopper.
And this is what Bayard got in his stocking for Christmas. So if you guys see me reaching back and forth, you'll know that the crystal barista has
done your reaching. So if we see you reaching back and forth, you're playing with your petrified wood.
Yes, exactly.
I am playing with, among other things. Yes.
Among other things.
Among other things. That was a little segue. So go to crystalbarista.com and make sure I'm not bored, because thanks.
Yes. Tell them that the boys in black sent you over. Don't tell them that Child Bayard sent
you. We don't say that name in front of the White Cloaks. They run
back. Yeah, don't say that in front of the White Cloaks. White Cloak triggered.
Sorry. Son of a bitch. Tell them the boys in dark sent you.
Not that one. It's not independent.
I already know that you dirty witch puppets don't walk in the light, so it's fine. That's cool. I'm just going to.
So, you got a light right there.
I see you in Amador.
I got a light right there. I can walk in it, see?
Yes, but that is artificial light. That is
you can't shimmy in the light.
The shimmy is not commitment enough. One must walk earnestly.
Hashtag shimmy in the light.
Indeed.
Love it.
So I wanted to go ahead and ask Child Bayard, and this is a little out of character. On Twitter, what has been sort of your favorite single exchange? Like, you know, in terms of whether it be a post that you made as Child Bayard that got a bunch of replies that you then got a chance to reply to, or was it, you know, someone else's post that you posted on that ended up going ahead and going down, you know, some rabbit hole or whatever. Sort of what has been, if you can narrow it down, or if you have like a top three or something like that, has there been any that have specifically stood out as just sort of some of the most fun ones or the most fun character accounts to interact with or something along those lines?
That's really tough. That's a very tough question, because going back from to the beginning, I used to interact with somebody that doesn't, I don't think she's or they're on there anymore. Character account was Soralia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and for a while she was my Danish before the Dane Bornhold account came about, but she was my as I used to call her, my leather-skinned waste witch. at the beginning,
that's so wonderfully endearing and so off-putting at the same time.
Exactly. I did love going back and forth with her, but I guess probably T'Grain and Hopper as well as Dane.
I've seen some really good exchanges with you and Hopper.
It's a cornucopia of absolute hilarity.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the coolest thing is pretty much being able to every time I get close to like a milestone amount of followers, like I'm about to hit 1400, mm-hmm. which I have no idea why I have 1400 followers. There's 1400 crazy people out there.
Three
of you are right there.
Deserved.
Thank you. No, but every time I get close to a milestone, I always send out a tweet saying I tag like Rafe Judkins and the Wheel of Time account and stuff like that, and Kelly Valentine Hendry, the casting director, here's the opportunity to follow the most account that's in the light and follow everybody else. But The coolest thing is that actually Kelly Valentine Hendry, the casting director, ended up following me, and every time I put on one of those things, I tag her in it and say something about her, and she comes right back to me. So I think that's really, really cool.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Excellent. So she just needs to hire me now. So,
and then we'll be good.
Yes. Well, she missed her chance for Perrin. I'm sure she's kicking herself for that. But there are other parts that will come in other seasons. I'm still vying for Moradin, so I will just be the most dark of all of the dark friends. Hopefully.
Are we going there right now? Who would we want to play in the show?
That's a good question. That's actually a question from the live chat here.
Indeed.
So yeah.
Except for yourself.
Varin, what the fuck?
Except for yourself, if you had to pick somebody to play Child Bayar in the show, who would you want besides yourself?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I was going to say, he already answered that question.
Well,
been hired. I have it on good authority. Me and the Goss go back. We've been friends for years. It's a thing. I don't know. Ever since he was on The Notebook, he contacted me. I was like, I don't want to help you, but he wanted some research on how to make women swoon. And I was like, I don't make women swoon, but whatever. I walk in the light. I can do whatever I want.
Yes.
The Goss.
Okay. I want Steve Buscemi now to play Child Bayar so that just at some point he can say the line, do you think the creator also stands in heaven because he stands in fear of what he's creating?
Or he'd be like, hello, fellow white cloaks.
Yes, there we go.
First of all, I need to make an announcement here as Child Bayar. I need to make an announcement. White cloaks is a derogatory term. We are the children of the light. The children of the light. Don't you dare call me a white cloak.
All right.
Children of the white cloaks.
The child of the light.
White cloaks of the child. Got it.
I hate you all.
White cloaks of the child. Children of the white cloaks. Wait, what?
Andrew, who do you want to play in the show?
Who do I want to play?
Yes.
Miscellaneous extra show. Number 347.
Excellent.
The fat guy who gets stabbed at Winter Night. That's my claim to fame.
Excellent portrayal.
I want to be one of the random Ashaman from Demise Will.
With Sean Bean.
I got to throw this out there to you guys. For the longest time, people have been saying, who should play this, who should play that, and I think I have a good suggestion for something. I want to see what you guys think.
I love it.
But I think the entirety of the hashtag Twitter of Time community should be hired on to play the citizens of Hinderstep.
Yes! Oh, fuck!
I mean, come on. How fun would that be?
I like it. Except for the fact that
that would be so much fun.
That would be so much fun. That'd be
cool.
Get to beat each other up.
Right? That would be great.
I'd be happy because I can beat all of you up.
This is for the mean tweets, Bayar!
Yeah. Tigraine just gets to stab you in the face.
All right, Tigraine, we've been wrapped for about 3 years now. You're still sounding. Chill out now.
You can stop stabbing me now. Director called cut 3 years
ago. Whoever's playing Hopper just gets murdered every night by Child Bayar over and over again.
And skinned. Don't forget that.
I would love
alive.
That's the weirdest thing, because at JordanCon, kind of we saw one of the Aes Sedai with Hopper skin. It was really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, technically it was.
Oh, Hopper, at JordanCon?
Wait.
Yeah.
There's a witch that stole my rug?
Yeah.
I just love now the image of an Aes Sedai sneaking into Amatisia, stealing Dyer's rug that is Hopper's pelt.
I like that.
Amadeusia, get the fuck out of here. He doesn't bring that to Amadeusia.
Well, all I have to say
is just his tent rug.
All I have to say is when she better wash it, because she don't know what's been on there, and I do.
Hey! But when you get it back,
forget
you
about need to wash Dane. It, worry about the witch. Stain.
Oh, stop it. I cannot with you gentlemen right now.
Speaking of Dane, the individual behind the character account of Dane, did you know them before all this, or is this just like a match meant to be?
So it was really funny. It was I was having a conversation. I was tweeting back and forth with somebody that she's left the community because of DMs that she was getting that were harassing. But so
can we pause for a second and say, don't do that? If you do that, you are an actual dark friend. Not just a white cloak calling you a dark, not just a child of the light calling you a dark friend. Not just a, you know, whatever. Like an actual fucking, like Pieter. Like that class of fucking dark friend. Don't do that. DMs are not a place for you to just fucking do all of the horrible things that you have in your brain hole. Stop it. Please do not chase people from communities because you are a dark friend. All right, Starry, go ahead.
What were we talking about?
The person who you used to interact with.
How you and Danish met?
Yeah, so she was, I don't know, we were going back and forth and she said something about Dane and I was like, that'd be great if somebody started the account. And then this guy started tweeting back and forth and Dane Bornhold. I was like, oh, wow, crazy. And then, you know, it was born from there. But I had seen, I don't know if I, can I say his name? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Josh had tweeted a couple times in his personal account.
Yes.
And so I recognized him and I don't know. Anyways, I did not know him though personally prior to starting this account.
Nice. And here's the other thing. Is there any likelihood of having a white cloak
that account? Child of the light,
white cloak account, like her child of the cloak of the light cloak account.
What?
like content.
What if you reviewed? What if you reviewed the entire series from the point of view of the White Cloaks and you called it the Dome of Truth? that's a cool idea.
No, honestly, I've been wanting to be a Wheel of Time content creator for a while now. I have a shameless plug. I have a YouTube channel with my son. You can follow us on Twitter,
which is adorable,
the Second Daddy Show.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, at Z&D Show for Twitter. But yeah, you can get to our YouTube channel from there. But yeah, definitely check that out if you're not subscribing to it.
That's not a white cloak. That's just three children standing on top of each other in a white cloak.
Well, actually, funny thing is that Zach is when I first I put him to bed every night and read him stories. And one night we were out of books. Yeah, I read him all his books. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell you the Wheel of Time. So I kind of told him, you know, a boiled down version of the Wheel of Time to, you know, a kid's version kind of. And when I stopped the first night, he was like, oh, Trollocs. And ever since then, he's been like a huge, I love Trollocs.
So
like,
cool.
No, those are shit. I
supposed to love Trollocs?
You are no child of mine.
Come on.
he loves Trollocs. I got actually reaction videos of him. We have one video on our YouTube channel that's a Wheel of Time spinoff type of thing. I don't know. We just out screwing around and doing a Wheel of Time themed video. It was kind of cool.
Nice.
Excellent.
But as far as like, I would love to do that. I had an idea of doing a TikTok channel of me just running around and saying and pointing at people and being like, "Dark friend," and then seeing their reaction. But then I figured that might not go over too well.
Yeah, not. You gotta wait till the show gets big first, and then people have a reference.
But maybe right you there. Can maybe.
I mean, I figure if it'd be okay if I went around JordanCon and did it, but
there we go.
JordanCon definitely.
That would
probably end up getting arrested.
Even Comic-Con, I feel like if you wait a couple of years for Comic-Con, you'd definitely be able to get away with it. If you just went to like the streets of Boston and started running around calling people dark bread, I don't know if that would work.
Though, so, if you maintain the character throughout the trial proceedings.
Do you have anything to say for yourself, son? Yeah, dark friend.
This isn't the Dome of Truth. This is a facade.
You don't judge me. Lothar judges me, dark friend.
Only Lothar can judge me.
My
now.
Ancestors smile upon me, Imperials. Can you say the same?
Ah, good. You're awake.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so no, thanks for letting us know. Everybody watching and listening and whatnot, seriously, go check it out. Super adorable, super wholesome. Just absolutely fun to watch. I actually follow you guys. I follow you on TikTok.
Yeah.
And those are always fun.
I follow you as well.
On the tickety-tockities.
Just to keep, you know.
There's also a link in the description. I think we follow each other on TikTok now as well.
Link in bio.
Yeah, definitely. I think we do. Yeah.
Not in the bio. No, if you go to our bio, cool. You're not going to find the link. Look in the fucking description or the show notes, and you'll find a link to the Zach and Daddy show on YouTube. Oh, no, because like right, the bio, you. Like why would it be in the bio?
Their bio.
Oh yeah, it's in their bio. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Too much wine. Oh.
Yeah. Someone gets Andrew some wine stat. And buy our while we're at it.
I have Juicy Haze IPA. Is that close enough?
I mean, right. Nobody else.
Okay, frat boy
had access to that.
Well, you know, we didn't spend 20 minutes talking about beer, so I don't know if we should
talk about beer now. What kind of beer do they have in Amadicia?
Guys, I gotta. Yeah. I told you I had to drop off.
Yeah, like you got to jet for about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'll be right back though. Okay,
yep, you're okay. Good to go, man. Yep.
All right, thanks. You know, I told you I read stories to my kid. That's what I'm gonna go.
Gotcha. About that time.
Down for bed. So.
Excellent. Nice.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right.
You are also still muted.
Oh, yeah, because I muted him. Let me fix that.
Oh.
No, we like
it. Oh, I can ask to unmute. Yeah, so you can unmute. I muted it because I didn't want... Because
you don't walk in the light. That's why.
I didn't want our alleged dark friendliness to potentially encroach on any of your fantastic story time.
Alleged dark friendliness.
Allegedly.
Like that.
So
no, it's confirmed.
There's been no trial yet. You can't prove anything.
Andrew, we're all confirmed dark.
I'm sorry, but I am Judge Judy and Executioner. So
Judge Judy and Executioner.
I love it.
Hot Fuzz reference there.
Perfect. Well played. Well played, sir. Well played.
I like it. I like it.
You know, fun fact, I was actually on one of those shows.
Really?
It was not Judge Judy. It was Judge Mathis in Chicago. But when I was, I think it was the year after I graduated. No, it was 2 years after I graduated high school. I had just moved to the city of Chicago. And one of my high school friends had a friend who was a producer on the Judge Mathis show. And he had already been on the show before, and they were looking for people to be on the show. Because if you don't know what's up with those shows, they do their best to actually scour through different cases in the U.S., usually of whatever city it is that the judge is actually based, to find the ones that will make good television. If they cannot find enough, because again... Let me be very, very clear. Most of the cases on Judge Judy, on Judge Mathis, on People's Court, on all of those different things are real cases. They pull them out of the courts of whatever city it is that they're in. Most of them are, but when they don't find enough that they actually think would make good television, they do make some up.
Could you imagine appealing for your case to be on a TV show just so you don't have to wait many, many more months for it to be heard?
You can't do that. They pull them or they don't. You don't actually get to appeal to them.
I don't care.
Right? But I
agree to it, right? Like they
approach yes, you also like, absolutely have to agree to it. Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah.
But there is kind of no reason not to, because one of the ways that the shows encourage people to actually have their case heard on the show is that the show pays damages. So even if you are the defendant and you are found against, the show itself pays the money that you would normally have to pay if you were found against in actual Chicago court. So my friend got me in contact with his producer because they were just like, you know, you have acting experience. You have, you know, all of the right skills to go ahead and do this and make good television. So would you and your sister like to present a case to Judge Mathis? And so we did. We actually presented a case to Judge Mathis that I'm sure he thought was real, but wasn't, for a fake laptop that my sister had stolen. And then we got an appearance fee for being on the show, which was actually, again, standard. Everyone gets that. And then since she actually lost the case, because it was actually a pretty back and forth case, we wrote it pretty well, but I did in the end win.
Nice.
So the show paid damages to me, which I then split to my sister, which was great. But yeah, it was super fun. It was super exciting. So if you like go back into the archives of the Judge Mathis show, you can find me on television for the first time, because I think that was actually maybe my first television appearance.
I think the first time I was ever on TV, I was like 8.
No, that's not true. Actually, my very first television experience was...
my birth!
Yes. No, yes. No, I was actually featured with my cousin in one of the openers for the season of American Idol that we both auditioned for, that neither of us made.
Mine was the very
first television appearance that I had.
Mine was never national. Mine was like local news with the what we called Eagle Explorers. We got to be on Channel 10 News.
Aww. I'm looking for my badge for this. I need to find a snipe. Anyway, that was a long tangent.
So what I got from all that is that pretty much they used to make up cases.
Sometimes. Again, the vast majority of them are actually real. They only pull in extra sort of ringers when they need to, because either not enough of their cases actually agree to it. Because as Josh said, the people pulled need to actually sign off on being on the show and having their case heard by that judge. And also if they, you know, look at enough cases and they go, none of this is going to make good television. Our first goal is to make good television. So that is what we need to do. Most of the time we can do that with actual cases, but on occasion we need to not use real cases.
And see, that's the same. I kind of know how that goes, because like down in at the Dome of Truth, if the judge is unsatisfied with the amount of dark friends we bring before him, I'll just go onto the streets and be like, hey, come here, you're a dark friend. Get up. Come on. Yep. You're getting tried. But, you know, they get hung. It's their own fault.
That sounds very on brand.
Well, that's just how we do. That's how we roll, as they say in this age.
Do you specifically find people who knock barrels into your way, or is that just was that just a very special case with that one very tall Two Rivers guy with the red hair?
Don't say the Two Rivers in my presence.
Sorry. I mean,
come on.
That one, that one guy from over on the edge of Andor with red hair.
No, I mean, normally I'll just go on the streets and, you know, pretty much, okay, go out on the street. If you see a group of people, 10 out of 10 of them are probably dark friends. So why not go ahead and try? I mean, makes sense.
Is this a Jay Leno situation where you actually ask them like a few questions to find out if they're a dark friend, or do you just round them up?
What's a Jay Leno? I'm not from this age. That sounds like a bird. No,
that's fine. So he was a guy who actually did these on the street segments where he would go ask dark friends questions, and they would get them horribly wrong, and they would show them on television prove.
Sounds like a good guy.
That these people were dark friends. So he'd like walk up to them and be like, hey, can you point to Georgia on a map?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, absolutely. And then they'd point to like Wisconsin. And he'd be like, that's neither of the two options for Georgia. And
yeah, see, that makes sense. That's great. I'm whoever this, what was his name?
He also had a very intense chin. Yes.
Good for him and his chin. But the thing is that I don't need proof. If I know, I know. I mean,
all right, fair.
I'm a child of the light.
It takes one to know one.
It's the creator's intuition.
Whatever you want to call it. Sure, that.
We almost got him to say yes, Daniel.
I did. I almost got him to say yes. Someday.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
No.
I'm that was actually the other profession that I was looking into. If it wasn't actor, it was going to be lawyer. So I've got the skills to make you agree to things.
No.
That you would not originally agree to. Just compulsion. By all of those.
You're talking those about horrible... compulsion. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about warping people's mind by dabbling with the one power. I get it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Whatever. You're a witch's puppet. You're dangling on their strings. That's all you do. You just try to mess with people's minds, make them think things are in the light when they're not. They're not. Sir.
Everybody loves merchandise, and one of the best possible places to go and get yourself some really dope Wheel of Time inspired themed merchandise is, of course, newcreationsbygen.com. So whenever you go to newcreationsbygen.com, whether you're looking for just Wheel of Time inspired stuff or not, you can find all kinds of really cool merchandise and goodie opportunities, all the way from gifts for your family, friends, significant others, whoever have you, newborns, children, toddlers, women, men, adults, anybody that wants anything, you can find something for them for sure on New Creations by Jen. Now, most of you listening are going to be looking for Wheel of Time stuff. And the easiest way to find it is to go to the catalog section on New Creations by Jen, where you can see the groups of stuff for us at Black Tower Podcasts, Malkier Talks, Talk Around Riyadh, Will Reads, The Will Weaves, and Weekly Will News. So you can find all of this stuff, and you can browse and look at all the different kinds of things that each content creator that is a part of New Creations by Jen has taken and asked Jen and Rob to put up on the site. Obviously, we're going to use ours as an example so that you can go in and look at Black Tower Podcast stuff, because we are the Black Tower Podcast. So if you go on, you can get our Two Rivers Sniper shot glass as well as Two Rivers Sniper shirt. It's available on a red shirt. So you can go on and you can get our Frosty mug, which is one of the Frosty mug collectibles. Each Wheel of Time content creator that is on New Creations by Jen has a Frosty mug that you can go in and get for yourself. So after you get ours, make sure you get the others and get the entire set and join the Frosty Mug Society. Of course, there's more than just Frosty mugs and little shot glasses, and there's plenty of different kinds of shirts with different designs on them from all of the different content creators. Of course, you can find ours where you can get our logo in black and white on a shirt. I have one myself. It's fantastic and I love it. Jen and Rob do an amazing job of working with not only their customers, but the content creators that they help support with this amazing and very good quality merchandise. So if you have not headed over to New Creations by Jen and gotten yourself something dope, make sure you go and do that. Again, it's newcreationsbygen.com.
I'm just saying that if I was actually able to use compulsion, it would probably be on the level of being able to get five great captains or four great captains to do what they knew was wrong. That would be the level of if I could use compulsion, it would probably be up to there.
And
if.
Well, you know, there was one that never had to worry about that because, you know, they didn't make it there.
Yeah, mostly because he was a white cloak.
And then the guy that replaced him also didn't make it there.
Yeah, actually.
And then the son of a witch made it there.
It's true. Here's actually a question.
I don't know what you're saying.
How do you deal
in or out of context or in or out of character? It's up to you. How do you feel about Lord Captain Commander Pedro Neal? Papa Pedro.
He is a brilliant man. Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, Papa have you ever Pedro talked to him?
Was. He is gone. Was.
Well, I mean, it is going at to least, be. At least was. The Wheel of Time turns, my friends.
Fair enough. Just going to time
is and what so turns, like what that, turns yes. the wheel?
I don't know. Light?
Yes. It's
me.
Pure light.
I don't know what other answer I honestly expected, honestly.
That was on me. I
the sheer force and strength of the light and its righteous justice forces the wheel foot to turn.
It is. Have you ever seen it? It is beautiful. I've never seen it, but it is beautiful.
I've never seen it. I love it. All right. Well, I think that brings us to a close here on the episode. This has been an absolute blast, both in and out of character for the entirety of this episode. I have enjoyed Thank myself you. Immensely, whether I have been a dark friend or just a or regular not. Friend.
No, you're a dark friend. You're a dark friend.
Indeed. All right. Whether I've been a witch puppet or just a regular you puppet, are. Either witch way. Puppet, dark
whatever you want to call yourself.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very, very, very much for joining us, Child Bayar. If you want to just go ahead and tell again the people here who have made it to the end where they can find you on Twitter and on YouTube for all of the wonderful things that you do. Also, just remind Kelly Hendry of who you are and what she should cast in, or I should say her agency should cast into the television show.
Well, I appreciate it. No, this was absolutely awesome. I had a great time with you guys. But yeah, no, you can, if you want to follow my antics at Child Bayar, it's B-Y-A-R.
Which you definitely should. Let him get Thank up. You. Let's get him up to the next milestone. Let's do it. Come on.
How many more dark friends are there?
Billions. Trillions.
Billions and billions and billions.
So many millions you can't even count them on one hand.
Dark friends.
No, but you can follow me on Twitter at Child Bayar. You can follow me and my son's Twitter account at ZND Show. And check out the bio and there's a link for our YouTube channel. Please definitely check that out. But thank you guys so much for having me on here. I mean, it was a wonderful experience. It really, really is horrible that you guys are disgusting dark friends and witch puppets. And I've been gagging this entire time, but you know, it's fine. It's fine. The bile in the back of my throat is just reminding me that
have that effect on guests. There's usually a lot of guck happening when people come onto our
lots of gagging.
Andrew, but
wait, are we talking about what we were talking about earlier?
All right, guys. Well, as we all know here at the Black Tower Podcast, not everything that is touched by the shadow is lost, and that is totally true for thegreatblight.com. Now, Nablus and his team have done an amazing job of going ahead and putting this together, and it is possibly the greatest resource for those of us here in the Wheel of Time community. First off, you have this awesome homepage with posts from a bunch of your favorites. You can go and check out new things that you've never seen before, keep up to date on content creators that you already follow, and just go ahead and dip as many of your toes or your entire foot as you want into all of the different things that are going on. Now, also here, there is probably the best list of content creators. There's YouTubers, podcasters, artists, musicians, just about everything you could want. And if you don't see your favorite content creator there, that's fine. There is an application included in the site to go ahead and make sure that your favorite content creator is part of it. Just encourage them to fill out the application and Nablus will be in touch. Now, after you've gone ahead and checked that out, you're going to want to pop over to the ever-expanding library here at the Great Blight, because it is something particularly special. Now, I don't know how many times I've gone ahead and joined a fandom only to find out halfway through my first read, looking up a character, that they die in the second to last book, which sucks. It always is very disappointing when you can't look up anything interesting about what you've read for fear of things that you haven't read yet. But they've fixed the problem over at thegreatblight.com. It is a spoiler-free wiki. That's right. That means that if you've only read up to Path of Daggers and you really want to find out what in the world you missed about Egwene because there's something you just don't understand, or if you want to get more information about Rand because you think he's super cool, you don't need to read past Path of Daggers, and it's not going to ruin you on A Memory of Light before you've gotten there. You'll know exactly where to stop. You'll know exactly where you are. And once you're done with that, make sure that you go ahead and help the site out, the content creators out, everything like that, with the beta nature of it. Up here at the top, you're going to see a problem, have a suggestion button. That is specifically for if you have any issues with the site or if you have any feedback. It's only something that we can make better with feedback and with help from the community. So come on down, check it out. Grab a couple of our videos or grab a couple of our podcasts, and we'd love to see you there.
9,000 or
thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are awesome. Child Bayar, you're awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, do not miss the opportunity to follow him. Like I said, he's super cool, super funny, super smart guy. His kid, super cool, super awesome. And them together, they make a fantastic show. The Twitter of Time Antics, guys, they're antics. They're just for fun. Please, yep. Just have
and
fun.
And they are that. They are yes, fun.
They're absolutely, they're legendary.
Enjoy
they're
them
absolutely
for
wonderful.
What they are. You will so, enjoy yourself.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. We hope that you found everything to be pleasurable to your ears. And we hope that you walk away
and maybe
from this
to your loins
a wee
as well.
Bit madder than you were before you came. So thank you very much for joining in. For all of us at the Black Tower, to all of you out there, this is me, Dottir Van Mihail. My name is Josh.
And I have been your Bajan Mihail, Andrew.
And I have been your Amon Khan Mihail, Daniel. And from all of us here at the Black Tower and also our illustrious guest. Thank you very much for joining us. We hope that you are having a wonderful morning that is clad only in the light. And that in case we don't see again with our light eyes, our creator blessed eyes, we hope that you have a wonderful good afternoon. Good evening and good night.